David here. This one's for a bit of fun, a bit different. I'm on a train to Brighton. It's the noise you can hear in the background. So this is the first London Walks podcast ever recorded on a train. We're often asked, well, what about famous people? What about celebrities? Do you ever cross paths with them on London Walks? And the answer to that is yes, of course. It's London. What do you expect? But more than cross paths with them, sometimes we take them on walking tours. London Walks guides guide them. F. Scott Fitzgerald, the famous American novelist, once said, "The rich are different." And what he meant by that, amongst other things, is that they've got a lot of money. They expect the best. They can afford the best. They're used to getting the best. They can demand the best. They get the best. They've got the staff to track it down, line it up, and make sure everything is tip-top. So, you know, just a couple of examples of this. Simon, about a year ago, a top, a megastar, an American megastar, was coming to London, and she wanted to have a tour of London. And so her staff got to work, and they made it clear that they wanted a five-star guide, absolutely the best guide, and a very good fit for their star. And in fact, Simon had to sign a non-disclosure contract. That's how mega this star is. But the great thing about it is he took her, and she loved it. So much so that she requested, "I want to do tomorrow with Simon. Can I have a second day with Simon?" So that happened. That's just one measure of just how special, how good Simon is. Another example, Johnny Depp, Hollywood star. A lot of you will know that he made a film about Jack the Ripper a few years ago. And he wanted to find out as much as he can about that episode in London history. And so the staff got to work, and they tracked down the best guide in London, the best Jack the Ripper guide in London. That was, of course, London Walks guide Donald Rumbelow, internationally recognized as the leading authority on Jack the Ripper. So Don took Johnny Depp over the ground in the East End. He took him to the crime scenes. Talked him through it, walked him through it, etc., etc. Now, there must be 350 guides guiding Jack the Ripper walks in London, but Don was the one they singled out. He was the right one to take Johnny Depp over the ground. They wanted the very best for their Hollywood star, and they got the very best. Now, quite a few years ago, Bud Collins. His name was synonymous with American tennis for nearly four decades. He was the NBC announcer, the voice of tennis, for 35 years. Everybody who followed the game, they watched Wimbledon, they watched the American Open, etc., etc. They knew Bud Collins. Well, he went on a walking tour with Mary, and the list goes on and on. I took a well-known artist, a portraitist, Dan Hall, on a private Hampstead walk yesterday. He wanted for his friends, a great guy. He's really had a wonderful year. Can you imagine? He's painted a portrait this year of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. He painted a portrait of Vera Lynn. It was finished just two or three weeks before Vera Lynn died. He painted a portrait of Nigel Farage. So These are the big leagues. But then there's just all kinds of instances of crossing paths with the famous. I mean, on the Kensington Walk, we regularly, two, three times a year, would see Princess Diana. On one famous occasion, we saw her seated with Prince Charles. And you could tell from the body language that they didn't like each other. London Walk's guides have been invited to Buckingham Palace to meet the Queen. I was one of them. Barry went. We regularly see Ricky Gervais on the Hampstead Walk, cross paths with him on Sunday morning. The list goes on and on. So, sure, celebrities, famous people, yeah, we do cross paths with them, and you know, sometimes we guide them. Okay, thanks. Other national rail services. Please make sure you have all your